J.S. Bach's Second Cello Suite begins with sadness floating in the air. But sadness transforms into a fierce energy by its final movement. Each of the six cello suites by Bach is stamped with a particular character. You'll hear the second of these pieces and its struggle against darkness, all with cellist Peter Wispelway, coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB. Peter Wispelway's 2012 account of Bach's solo cello suites is like no other, including his own two previous recordings of the same material. There's an adventurous quality that you'll hear in his performance, and you'll hear what's behind that approach in Wispelway's own words. Also on the program today, Masaaki Suzuki directs the cantata number 87, Bisher habt ihr nichts gebeten in meinem Namen, or Until Now You Have Asked for Nothing in My Name. You can find the words Bach set to music in that piece by visiting us at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this and past programs again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Alison Balsam is one of the very few trumpeters of the last couple of decades to carve out a prominent role as a soloist. She grew up in England, playing in her own local town band, and went on to study with Swedish trumpeter Håkan Hardenberger. Her second CD, released on the EMI label in 2005, was entirely devoted to Bach. Here she plays a unique arrangement of the aria and variations in the Italian style. Alistair Ross is the harpsichordist. That work has been called a prototype for the later Goldberg Variations, the Aria Variata by J.S. Bach. Alison Balsam played the trumpet with harpsichordist Alistair Ross. Prayer is at the heart of Bach's cantata number 87, Bis erhabt ihn nicht gebeten in meinem Namen, or Until Now You Have Asked for Nothing in My Name. The line of communication between the human and the divine begins in this piece with the divine. The bass soloist, as the voice of Christ, sings a passage from the Gospel of John in which Jesus admonishes his followers, and by extension any believer hearing the music, for neglecting the power of prayer. The alto soloist responds in the voice of one of those followers with the help of an accompanying duet on oboes da caccia, who offer sighing, sorrowful sounds to emphasize the words, "Forgive our guilt and have patience with us." That aria is part of a sequence of movements whose key signatures sink further and further down, as if the guilt is like an encroaching darkness. The tenor sings, "When our guilt climbs all the way to heaven, you see and know even, my heart, that hides nothing from you." That triggers the turning point of the piece when the voice of Christ returns to sing, "Be comforted, I have conquered the world." The key signature reverses to climb back up, and with a lilting Siciliano rhythm, the tenor sings, "Jesus will show me help, for he comforts me after pain." The community response at the end of the cantata restates the belief that earthly pain and divine comfort are simultaneous constants, ending with, "His love turns to joy, even bitter suffering." You can find a translation of the text for this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here's a performance of the cantata number 87 with countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Makoto Sakurada, and bass Peter Coy. They're joined by Bach Collegium Japan and director Masaaki Suzuki.
Birgt den Zuruf, was dahinter steckt. Ihr habt Gesetz und Evangelium vorsätzlich übertreten, und dies was möcht ihr ungesäumt in Buß und Andacht bieten.
der Welt hat ihr Angst. In 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 der Welt habt ihr Angst, in der Welt habt ihr Angst, habt ihr Angst. Aber seid getrost. Ich habe die Welt überwunden. Die Welt überwunden.
The cantata number 87 by J.S. Bach, Bis ihr habt ihn nicht gebeten in meinem Namen, or Until Now You Have Asked for Nothing in My Name, in a performance by Bach, Collegium Japan, and director Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists included countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Makoto Sakurada, and bass Peter Coy. Dutch cellist Peter Wispelwey has always been something of an iconoclast, performing music in highly personal, emotionally powerful interpretations. That includes his 2012 recording of Bach's 6 cello suites. The second of these revolutionary suites is in the key of D minor, one of the most darkly powerful keys in all of Bach's music. And as Peter Wispelwey told me, that darkness is the launching pad for an intense struggle.
This is a pretty sad piece. I mean, the opening states it all. But then already the next bar, it shows that there is, there's this inclination to rebel against just depression. So there's a fantastic psychological dimension to this piece and a depth. But still, it's a small-scale prelude. Then you get quite a fierce Allemande. Again, an energetic, spirited in this occasion is not the right word, but an energetic courant. And then a pretty hefty Sarabande. A small menuet and a very energetic and great cheek again. I mean, bum-beam, bum-beam, but it's exactly those intervals where the prelude started. Da-da-dee, da-da-da-dee, pam-ding, pam-ding, pam, dum-ding, bum-beam. So he uses the same material and is able to express very different things.
Here's the cello suite number 2 by Bach with Peter Wispelwey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cello Suite No. 2 by J.S. Bach. That performance is included in a 2012 recording of all six of Bach's solo cello suites by Dutch cellist Peter Wispelwey. Remember, you can hear this and past programs on demand at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ros. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.